I call this meeting on the Committee of Government Operations to order at 3:01 in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union on September 15th, 2017. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Bellman.
Present.
Senator Compton.
Present.
Senator Flangus.
Absence excused.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Absence excused.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Slavka.
Present.
Senator Sullivan.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Quorum's present.
Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item four, I'm now seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 8th, 2017. Senator Slavka.
A motion to approve the minutes from September 8th, 2017.
Is there a second?
I second.
Moving to discussion. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from September 8th, 2017, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item, I'm now seeking a motion to approve the minutes from April 28th, 2017. Senator Smith.
I move to approve the minutes from April 28th, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to agenda item five, old business. I'm now seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Senator Billman.
I move to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Clubs and Organizations.
All right, we'll move into discussion. Director Decimero is here with us to kind of go over the addendum we're looking at approving, so.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for allowing me to come in a meeting and also for reviewing this new piece of legislation. Essentially, this edit to the SAS for Chapter 202, Sections 1 through 6, basically is, I requested that this went through because the department has grown a lot over the past few years, but we haven't had any formal amendments to the SAS to reflect that. For example, before there were a lot of incorrect names in terms of the coalitions. It still said Club Support Funding Administrative Assistance, which is actually supposed to say Club Support Funding Manager. And in certain pieces of the SAS, it actually does say Club Support Funding Manager. But there just needed to be a way to consolidate all of that. But as part of my goals, for those of you guys who remember when I first was in nomination for director, I wanted to make it so that there is a new structure for the department in which there would be a director, assistant director, and club and the regular amount of just the amount of club commission, which currently stands at six. Essentially, the reason why it has assistant director is essentially I'm trying to change the position of club support funding manager to an assistant director position to also be parallel to what other departments and similar department structures are like the Department of Programming, for example. The assistant director, what's different from the club support funding manager position is that essentially, instead of just managing club support funding, the assistant director would also be in charge of managing the internship program. So essentially it would just be consolidating the duties of the Club Support Funding Manager and then taking away the internship component and passing it on to the assistant director. Know though that I am not asking for a pay increase yet. I will be leaving the assistant director position at level three due to budget constraints. If there is if I know that there is an allowance for the budget, I will reach out to Senator Koikendall as well as President Teixeira to see what can be done to potentially move this position up to level two. But as it stands right now, I just want to make sure that the SAS can accurately reflect what is happening right now in our department. Funding Manager Bitar is actually working on the internship program already. So I just wanted to, essentially in summary, this is all just formalizing what is establishing a department and put it and just laying out in words what has already been happening in the department as well. Another thing of note essentially is just there's a line on club commission composition that also says the commission shall consist of a director, assistant director, and at least five but no more than eight club commissioners. Of course this is given what the budget allows, but there have been talks in previous years, especially last year, about how clubs in North could potentially grow to a point where there may be more commissioners needed, there may be more members of the department needed. As of right now, the standard will be 6, but I just wanted to make sure that, I just wanted to make sure that, like, talks about that, like, that a discussion is had regarding that as well. And, yeah, most of the other edits were either just grammatical edits or things that just needed to be moved around, I guess. And you guys saw that, I believe. I believe I gave Senator Thummel a no mark or a version with markups based on our discussions that we had regarding this policy. But yeah, feel free to take any questions. Or I'm free to take any questions, sorry.
Are there any questions for Director Decimero? All right, any points of discussion? None? Senator Smith.
I wanted to point something out. I know if Senator Flingus was here, she would have pointed it out before me. But when there's the pronouns he, she has always asked that we add he, she, they just to make it gender inclusive. Is that something we can do before sending this through again, or is that something that we can just table?
Is that an agreement we can make right now?
So I believe when that legislation went through, it was before I had this position, but I'm pretty sure it was only for the Senate rules so far.
Because I know she brought it up last meeting.
Yes.
I don't know if it's something we want to bring up again, but if she were here, she would have already gotten on that.
Is that something we can, like, make an amendment for at this meeting?
You can do that because it's a new piece of legislation.
Okay.
Just put it in there and then do... I'll have to look for sure to see what it says in the legislation that was passed. And if not, you can just do legislation to do the rest.
Okay. Would you like to make that motion?
Yeah, so
I think
it's in the actual SAS. So it's not on the legislation itself. It's in the SAS. Like, for example, Section 3, Subsection C, subsection, you know, 1, or however we want to report that. It says, like, he, she must present himself, herself. We could do, like, he, she, they must present himself, herself, themselves.
Right.
Is that okay?
Right.
But it wouldn't be amending the actual legislation, it's amending the SAS. So,
I think you could, you can move to amend, like, the line and say, like,
mm-hmm.
state the line how you want it to be stated.
Yeah, it's just there's multiple of them throughout
yeah.
the legislation.
So, you'd be like, I move to amend I move to amend that specific line and then just state it. I think it's there, and I was looking, I think it's only. In that spot, right?
It's also number 5. And yeah, it's in a whole bunch of them.
Section 3A5. There's a thing here.
Yeah.
We can make an amendment that just amends the entire document, any section that has he or she, the pronoun,
yeah.
then be included
it's,
to have he or she or they.
Going through every
yeah.
single
yeah.
Right.
Word
yeah. just to do one big.
Right,
big.
Just one that covers the whole document.
Yeah,
is there,
so just amend the entire document.
I can't. Is there a motion? Senator
okay,
Smith?
Yeah, so I move to amend Chapter 202 to say, to go from anything that says he, she, to he, she, they, he, she, themselves. How do you want to word that?
Is there a second?
Yes.
Senator Stopka?
Second.
Discussion on the amendment? All right, seeing none, moving to a vote. All those in favor of approving the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Moving back into the discussion of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Is there any other discussion on the piece of legislation as a whole? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. Those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Clubs and Organizations, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Director Decimero.
Thanks.
Moving to Agenda Item B, Senate Bill 85, an act to establish guidelines for ASU and STOLS. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to establish guidelines for ASU and STOLS. Senator Stopka.
I motion to approve an act to establish guidelines for ASU and STOLS, Senate Bill 85.
Is there a second? Senator Smith?
Second.
Moving into discussion. Is there any discussion on the legislation? Senator Bowman?
Oh, I was just reading, so the eligibility part, when it says those appointed within the association for 3 sessions and those that serve 3 sessions, this session is, so that's like if you're a part of, or like the election chair, is that a full year in that position? So it'd be, you have to be for 3 years in order to get the stole.
What it means is any of Senator Smith, you like to clarify?
Yeah, I think what it means is like, cause like we're not appointed on like a yearly basis, we're appointed on like a term basis, so like April to April instead of like August to May, whenever the school year goes. So I don't know.
Well, so then that still is a year then.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a year, but it's different.
Yeah, and so I don't know, I just find it interesting that for like senators and the president and vice president, it's you do one term and you get the stole, but for the other positions you have to serve 3. I don't know if that's very representative. Just
Senator Stopkin.
On that, I think that it's definitely a lot more difficult of a position to hold and run for as president and vice president. And so, like, the one semester thing doesn't really bother me. It's definitely hard to get elected twice as president.
That's true.
You don't really see that.
Okay, so yeah, I agree with the president, but I guess for a senator, then that's something I find. Yeah.
Dr. Beatty?
So the purpose for senators getting them, even if it's just one term, is that they have to run for office.
Okay.
They spend money running for office.
Okay.
And the appointed officers come in and have a job interview and they're there. They don't go through what senators go through to get their positions.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Senator
Sullivan? How much exactly is each stole, and aren't these positions allowed to buy their own stole after they served one term?
Dr. B?
Nothing would stop anyone from buying their own stole. This, it's basically Brandon's idea when he wrote this piece of legislation initially was that the stoles were to reward people for being above and beyond service, right? And it's not just everybody gets a stole, but if you've been in it for 3 years or you've run for office or, you know what I mean? The stole price can vary. I think the last stoles I bought were $50 or $60 a stole. I'm sure the ones that you get when you buy your cap and gown are $20 a stole, right? I think that was the intent. I don't know if you guys want to keep with that intent or what you want to do with it. But.
I know that one of the things that was discussed in Senate before it was referred here was the issue of internships, whether or not internships should be counted in the 3 years of positions. Is there any discussion on that?
Sorry. I see how it is a show of appreciation to include them if they have served 3 years, but I mean, if they can buy their own, then that's an appreciation of $50 over the course of 2 years. And I just don't think it's really worth it. If interns should get should be provided stoles. So if they were interns for 3 years, it's if they're an intern for 1 year, they can buy their own. But if they're an intern for 3, that's an appreciation of a $50 stole for 2 more years of service as an intern.
Is the question whether or not if you're an intern 1 year and then an officer 2 years, the intern counts as one of the 3 years?
Yeah, correct.
And I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, the interns work for free, but it's also a lesson that they put in the door, right? Not always, not everyone's an intern. I've only seen one instance where an intern has worked more than 1 year, and that's in programming this year. And that's because the intern had to leave early last year to go class conflict.
So are we trying to add an amendment that includes interns, or? Senator Stopka?
I think, if we were to add another an ASU an employee is technically employed interns aren't paid at all, correct? Yeah.
Correct.
So then they aren't really technically an ASU an employee, but I do see they do contribute a lot to ASU. So I would agree to make an amendment. So I think that's what people are gonna argue about is whether they're an employee or not technically.
Senator Smith?
Just to clarify, we're debating on what, if an intern is an intern for, one term, they serve 2 terms,
that's
an appointed term, but you need 3 appointed terms to get a stole, correct?
Correct. That's how the legislation is currently worded.
If they're in their sophomore year and they get an internship, and then their junior, senior year, they have appointed terms, would they get a stole?
No.
Not how the legislation is currently worded. We would have to amend it if that's something we're trying to include.
Yeah, because I feel like if you have two appointed terms, like, you're contributing a lot. And if you're being paid for, you know, two terms, you should get some sort of recognition with the school, but the intern, if you do three internships, then no. Because it's not a paid position, it's not an appointed position, it's just an intern position. But if they take that, yeah.
Dr. Beatty.
And there's definitely different levels of responsibility, right? And it's hard because there's different levels of interns too, right? Programming interns go through the ranks. They're almost programmers. But, you know, in the past few years, Blueprint Pro interns haven't done a whole lot. So, it's a good question.
Senator Stalka.
So I was confused. So as it is now, ASU and interns can buy their own stole after one semester?
When
you enter? I guess my question is, as it is now, can ASUN interns get an ASUN stole?
Yes, I believe anyone can buy an ASUN stole, including interns. That's out of their own cost. The legislation is whether or not ASUN is paying for it. That's what the legislation is discussing.
In that case, I feel like if someone were to show the dedication to go three terms as an intern, that's the same amount of dedication as three terms as a separate.
Senator Smith.
At the same time, I feel like it depends on what they intern for, because like Dr. B said, like Blue Crew, like they don't always do much, but as senators, like we do a lot depending on our prospective colleges and goals and whatnot. Like if you're interning 3 years for Blue Crew and you do maybe like a couple events and you're not getting paid, versus like if you do 3 years of programming and you're doing everything and you're practically a programmer, it's difficult because each internship allots for a different amount of work and effort that you put into it. So I feel like it's hard to decide something for interns.
Senator Sullivan?
He can answer that first.
Senator Stompkin?
I was going to say, should we then take each like internship and break it down into how much dedication each one would have to show for a soul?
Dr. Beatty?
That's going to be difficult because it all depends on who's running the internship program, right?
Exactly.
Austin's running the internship program for programming right now, so you better bet they're going to do a lot. But next year, whoever gets that position, you know what I mean? When Hannah did the legislative interns, they did a lot. The year before, they didn't do that much. So I don't know how you write or account for that. What it really boils down to is, do you as a body believe that putting in an internship for 1 year would count towards 3 years?
I would go back to what Dr. Beatty said when you mentioned that serving an intern would be like serving 3 years as a senator, because they are appointed, they don't run a campaign, they don't spend any of their own money on being appointed. And then I would also like reiterate what I said in the beginning, that I just don't really think it's worth a $50 show of appreciation to include that in the legislation.
Right. Any other discussion?
I've just got one question. So now someone has to keep track of every year, right, who served 3 years in their respective departments. And our word of the year is infrastructure. So I want to know who's going to be responsible for reporting these individuals every year. Because I'm not going to run around and do it. You know, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but it's a hard thing to keep track of. And if someone like me moves, so is the president of the association at the end of every year going to give a list? Is the president going to delegate to someone, to the staff? But who in ASU and government is going to be responsible for reporting that information? We can then give it to Central Station, who can hand out the stoles and check people off, right? But Delana and their folks aren't going to know who that list is.
Senator Stopka?
I think an easy solution to that would be just to have them self-report. So if they do serve three terms, then they can fill out like an application for it and turn it in, and then we have in our records that they have served three terms.
Will someone still have to sign off on that? And
where,
check that they served three terms?
Where would the records be kept? Are they kept? They could be kept somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's kept in Central Station, but I think it should be the responsibility of the ASU government.
Okay.
Someone within the government. But it doesn't have to be. That's just what I think.
Do you believe like one person to look at all the interns for all the different departments? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that I think that the president of the association every year should sign off on the people who get stools. Now, whether the president wants to have their chief of staff do it, or someone else in the department, or the Senate secretaries gather it, or, well, they don't really have the Senate secretaries anymore. So, but, you know, someone else in the department to do it, then that's fine, but we need someone to sign off. These are $50 a piece. Someone needs to sign off on them, and it's government money, so it should be someone in the government. Probably the president. And but much like it's the president's privilege to appoint whoever they want, but the president turns that over to the directors to appoint their staff and things like that. So I think maybe it should be written in there somewhere that the president should have to sign off on the list every year.
So are we going to try and make an amendment then to include that?
That just be under maintaining inventory?
Yeah, I believe that'd be the best place to put it.
I have a question.
Senator Smith.
So with making that amendment, are we automatically giving that responsibility to the president, or are we leaving it up to the interpretation of the president? Like, okay, Noah, do you want to be the one to sign off, or do you want your chief of staff?
It depends on how we word it, if whether or not the president. Dr. Reedy?
I think the president would sign. But the president might delegate the task of following up to ensure to someone else. Because the president's not.
Senator Sullivan?
So we would say that the president signs off on this, but he may delegate this task to whoever he wants, or just say that the president must sign off on it, and then it's fine there.
I believe that we should include that it's up to his discretion to delegate to whoever he wants to, just so it's more, you know, clarified.
Okay.
All right, so I move to amend section 3, maintaining inventory, to add line B, or add line D, which will say that the president of ASUN must sign off on a document that verifies that a person has served 3 sessions, or designate this task out to one of his to one of his staff members.
Is there a second? Senator Stopping?
Second.
Discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, moving to a vote. Those in favor of approving the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, the amendment passes. Moving back into discussion on the legislation itself, is there any further discussion on the legislation? Because so as of right now, we do not have the interns included. If that's the direction we're going, and just making sure, so if we approve it to go to Senate, as it currently states, the internships would not be accounted for in the 3 appointed years. For everyone clear on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Seeing no more discussion, we'll move into a vote. Those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to establish guidelines for ASUN stalls, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion passes. Alrighty. Moving into agenda item 6, new business. Discussion of SAS Title II, Chapter 201, Section 1, Subsection O, in relation to Rusk versus Texera ruling. This regards the issue of the appointment for the director of campus and public relations. I'll read to you guys section O, of Title II, Chapter 201, Section 1. To present a new appointment to the Senate within the following 2 weeks of said committee or oversight, or if an appointee is not passed by the Senate, or in the event he or she is unable to find a qualified candidate within those 2 weeks, he/she must present himself/herself to the Committee on Oversight and explain the circumstances. So this regards the position not being favorably recommended on the Committee on Oversight, and then President Texera reappointing the same candidate. There was a discrepancy with that. The way the current ruling worked in the Judicial Council, I can read it off real quick. Give me 1 second. All right, this is, I'm quoting from the hearing. The council also considered the issue of what the SAS refers to when it says the president of the Associated Students must present a new appointment to the Senate. The Attorney General argued that President Teixeira did provide the Senate with a new appointment when he nominated Brandon Wahlberg a second time. According to this reading, an appointment describes the activity and document that the president signs his name on and delivers to the Senate. On both occasions, President Teixeira drafted a unique appointment letter, fulfilling his duties within regards to cabinet appointments. So the way the SAS currently has it worded, it just has the word appointment. And by filling out another form for appointing, even if it's the same candidate, that technically holds up within the SAS. It was told that this committee should discuss that, if there's any changes that should be made, any clarifications. Senator Sullivan, I know you've expressed interest on drafting this legislation. I just want to have a discussion first on the committee. Do you have any thoughts to start off with?
The only reason I wouldn't include an absolute of it must be a new appointee is in the case that someone doesn't apply once applications are reopened, then he's left with no one and he can't reappoint someone because it must be someone new. Unless
right.
he's just shooting in the dark to find someone.
Right.
So just open to discussion, like, how should we reword this to apply to a new appointee without restricting it too much? I was leaning towards, should no new eligible candidates apply within whatever timeline he's given, the president may reappoint the same person.
So you say, like, adding another section that includes that? Okay. Senator Sopka?
That kind of leaves a loophole, though, because if he wants to reappoint the same person, then they stop him from just waiting that period of time out.
But if applications are reopened, then, and if someone applied, then he would have to appoint one of them.
So at the time, is there any dissent on what Senator Sullivan is trying to, on how he intends on wording this piece of legislation, this SAS change? All right, seeing none, I guess. Maybe we can assign you to, if you could work on that, that'd be awesome. And for the next Senate meeting, we can discuss the legislation itself, and if we need to make amendments from there, we can. I just wanted to have like a preliminary discussion on what you guys' thoughts were on that, what his intentions were, so.
Yeah.
All right. Moving to agenda item B, Senate reports. I have a list of me here, just as I mentioned in our last meeting, regarding reaching out to the different directors of the different departments and meeting with them, seeing if there's any changes that need to be made to their sections of the SAS, if there's any outdated sections, just as we've done with Director Decimera. I think that would be something that would be advantageous to all of us. So is there anyone who would like to reach out to the Director of Event Programming? Senator Bowman?
Yeah.
All right, you can take them on. Director of Campus and Public Relations, Senator Smith. Director of Blue Crew, Senator Sullivan. Director of Event Programming.
The what now?
Director of Event Programming. Oh,
yeah.
Senator Smith, sorry, I didn't see your hand. Senator Stopka, Director of Sustainability, Senator Ma. All right, then I can reach out to the other senators that aren't present at this time.
And then what was mine again?
You were, which one did you sign up for?
The first one that you said.
You have event program.
I
have
event program.
Oh, did I say that one twice?
So
I apologize. I apologize. Would you like to take elections chair then, Senator Stopka?
Sure.
All right, sorry about that confusion. All righty, Senator Smith?
So just to clarify, we're reaching out to them to talk to them SAS or
right.
need us to interpret anything.
Right, just like to go over the SAS now to see if there's anything that's outdated or if there's anything they need to update with
okay.
their department, things like that. All right, is everyone clear on their departments they've been assigned to? Perfect. All right, moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Oh, yeah, so I forgot to ask a question. So as I mentioned, there are still parts in the SAS that said cost support funding manager, I would have to submit like a new one, right? To just to like edit all those parts and say that.
Correct.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Yep.
All right, any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:31 for the Committee of Government Operations.